When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Don't stop till you get enough. So Jack has a report. What's the report, Jack?
This is the Michael Jackson they play after they win.
Okay.
The Eagles do.
I like it.
Yeah. Don't stop till you get enough.
Yeah.
Nah, not bad.
It's a great
tune. And it's a good locker room sort of song.
Yeah, in the 80s. But, you know.
Song was on Off the Wall?
Yes.
Is that the album was on? Okay.
Yeah. Come on, man. This is Afro Mike.
Oh, yeah. It's right before Thriller Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was better, Afro Mike or Thriller Mike?
Thriller Mike was something special, though.
Thriller Mike was bigger.
Yes.
Obviously. But for me, Thriller is what really sent him into a stratosphere.
I mean, that album.
But as far as songs and the songs I like from the old Mike until the industry got a hold of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Off the Wall Mike and...
You like
and,
the song Ben about the rat?
Yeah, I do not like that.
Ben,
yeah, yes.
The two Real of bus. Us need yeah. look no more.
See, yes. See?
All right.
That's when Quincy got a hold of
you. Yes. Well, you want to make hits. So we are the official Flyers show in Philadelphia. We prove it every single week with Flyers and 50 with our guy Brodes, Hunter Brody. Brodes, how we feeling, buddy?
Brodes!
What's up, Ike?
What's up, man? Woo, we got a hot hockey team here, brother. A hot hockey team.
That's right. You kidding me? On a Sunday morning of Eagles-Ravens, I got Ike tweeting about the Fly Guys. What a world guy.
What a thirsty move by Ike.
Unbelievable.
Just disgusting.
Yep.
What you didn't watch a second of pucks.
What do you mean? I saw the highlights.
On what? Four tries?
Yes.
You know Ike's, you know all of his rhythms, all of his beats.
Yeah, 11 o'clock news, and then Sports Drives in the morning.
Yep.
Just like 2004, yeah.
All right, bro. It's
say haters, bro. It's, hey, man, because you and I got a connection, man.
I know they're jealous. Now, can I be a foxhole guy? Because I have a fight that I would like to throw in here.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Well, hold on. I don't like the pause, the hesitation.
Well, we usually take it at the end of the call.
We do it at the end. You're here for Flyers and 50. Why don't we do Flyers and 50, then you do the fight at the end?
Okay, well then can I say something about Flyers and 50?
For sure.
This guy.
Okay.
It can't be about the Flyers because the timer has to start in that case.
It won't, I promise.
Okay. By the way, Brodes, I want to tell you this because I don't want to give you any pressure. But the CEO of Odyssey, David Field, approached me today and said that he loved Flyers and 50 and he knew your name.
Boom, boom.
So no pressure.
Dude, I'm shaking.
Yes.
So since there's so much respect of the game on this program, I think we need to make an addition here. So what's great about hockey is after every 20 minutes, you get a nice, fresh sheet of ice. The Zamboni comes out. We need to do 50 seconds, then an ice cut. Then I get another 50 seconds to continue, you know, just pouring out the love and affection of this beautiful game.
Well, we don't have a Zamboni, so I don't know if we can do that.
We can get one. They're not that expensive.
Afternoon show Zamboni.
You can lick the floors. There's the Zamboni.
Wow. Flyers and 50 is turning aggressive.
By the way, don't think I didn't notice that you didn't say hello to me.
Or me.
You're damn right I didn't. You're damn right.
Hit the thing.
You're damn right.
Hit the thing.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Well, Matvei Minshkov does it again, damn it. Third overtime. time winner of the year as a teen? Some would say cold-blooded. Sidney Crosby, Rick Nash, Kovachuk, and Matvei Michkov. And ew, what a beautiful way to create just a little tiny space as he goes to the right, dips his shoulder on the breakaway. Don't even get me started on the pass from Travis Konecny to send him down the ice. This thing was filthy. And the pass to Owen Tippett backdoor. Patience, patience, patience. Threads the needle. This kid is disgusting. After the game, the team goes, yo, 39, you're player of the game? He goes, no, no, no. As a mature player that I am, I'll give the respect to the goaltender. He all the praise. That, he doesn't take all the praise.
Hit the thing again. Hit it again.
What?
Him? Yeah. The time ran out.
Oh, well, I thought I was getting more. I thought we were getting the Zamboni cut.
No, well, no. We got to acquire the Zamboni first.
They got me outvoted here, man. So, yeah, all I'm riding your coattail doing this segment.
So, Broads, I looked at the standings. Looks like the Flyers are in playoff position as we speak as one of the wild card teams with the Rangers. Can't believe they're down there. But are you thinking playoffs? Is that coming into the season? Was that something that you thought was a legitimate possibility?
Yeah, because they were there last year, and they just had a Nick Sirianni Eagles moment where they collapsed big time against some crappy teams, too. But when you add Michkov, all jokes aside, to a team that was very similar built than last year's team, then, yeah, that gives you a bonus, and you were so close last season. Michkov's out here winning you games nonstop. So, in theory, you should be able to get a push into the postseason.
Wow, that's big.
Because Tortorella benched him.
No.
Well, unfortunately, no. I have to admit that. But, Ike, back to me and you talking about Puck. Could you imagine a Flyers in 50 postseason game day? Ooh. Joel Embiid sitting there with Paul George, and they're watching on TV with the knee brace on, and here's Matvei and John Tortorella getting a standing ovation from 20,000 at the Wells Fargo Center.
Been a decade. A decade of
they were the one seed in 2020 in the bubble.
I will be in the house for that game. I guarantee
you
that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, could you imagine Ike and I dropping the puck for the ceremony?
Think they would allow that?
No.
Are you trying to ride Ike's coattails to get onto the ice?
Yeah. What are you doing?
You think ringing the bell was really cool with your pod? Could you imagine Flyers in 50 dropping the puck?
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right. Can I give you my fight now?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if this was said or not because I had to run some errands. But how about Ty Domi and the Maple Leafs with the Flyers?
Oh, of course.
That's a big answer. That's a big answer,
oh, yeah.
Bro.
That's a big answer. Foxhole guy. Foxhole guy.
You or Ty Domi?
Me.
Okay. All right.
Ty Domi. We don't like Ty Domi around here.
Hate Ty Domi.
Were you one fight to win it all, both in their prime, Probert or Domi?
Domi was tough as nails.
Yeah, but Probert was dirty fighter, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that would be something. That would be something.
Make a pick, you coward.
I went Domi. I went Domi.
Okay, all right. When are you on the air again?
10 o'clock tonight. You going to be listening?
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely not. I'll be doing, well, and that's no offense to you. I got to do a I got to do a podcast about this stupid basketball team.
Yeah, but you said it with such
tonight.
A disdain.
He didn't even say hi to me.
You said it with such disdain.
You're like, absolutely, why would I ever do that?
No. Look.
Hey, Jack, Ike, thank you guys for the time. I really appreciate it. You guys are great. I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, Broads.
You can hear Broads tonight, 10 o'clock on WIP or the Odyssey app. And you can follow him on Twitter at Broads81. I don't like this little edge he has when he's talking to me.
I kind of do.
Of course you would.
Kind of do, man. Broads has his energy, man. It's a little different.
Yeah,
it took me a while to get used to it, but I'm all in.
Yeah,
I used to hear him at first at night.
You're like,
why
what
is this dude yelling, man?
Yeah. Like, that's his thing.
Yes,
we all got our thing. His thing is yelling. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle this holiday. Win a brand new Harley-Davidson or Ike's custom championship ring. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you worried that the style of offense the Eagles are currently running can win in the postseason? 79% of people say no. They say, we're not worried at all. Terrence in Springfield, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Frick, what's up, man?
What's up, T?
Hey, man, when my first told me this, I told them that I thought they would be able to. But after thinking about this and listening, I feel like the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts, they haven't, after the bye week, they've been going with this formula. They unleashed Saquon Barkley, and they've been running with this. And I feel like you said, eventually they're going to have to throw the ball. But I feel like they're going to ride this thing, and if no team can stop it, they can't ride this all the way to the Super Bowl if nobody can fix this, you know, equation with Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. Because I was watching Baldy, I think yesterday, breaking down the tape, and the one play, Jalen Hurts runs, he let the hand off to Saquon, he takes it himself.
Yeah.
And the next play, Saquon takes it to the house. So it's hard for a defense to decipher this, man. And you know, we had Sanders, we had Smith last year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But Saquon's a different animal, man. This guy can take it to the house. And I think teams are scared of Saquon running that ball. But with the teams are scared of that. And I know last year they figured it out. I think San Francisco, they figured it out. But I feel like when you got a veteran coordinator and veteran coordinators, these guys can adjust on the fly. And I think that's the difference of taking this offense to the next level, onto the playoffs, onto the Super Bowl. So I feel like we can ride it. The X factor is Jalen Hurts, man, because they're going to stack the box, like you said. They're going to stack the box in the playoffs, and eventually they're going to stop Saquon. So we're going to see if they're going to say, fool me now and let Jalen Hurts pick you apart, or is Jalen Hurts going to pass the test?
Yeah. I tell you, I think we have one. Well, Washington is a pretty good defensive team. Not great, but and we've already played them once. But I'm going to say, when we play Pittsburgh, see what we look like against Pittsburgh, because they also have had success against Lamar, so they know how. I know they gave up 38 to the Bengals, but that's Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Right. So they throw the ball. It's not running the ball, so it's going to be interesting to see how we do against Pittsburgh.
You know what, too, my other question
not
about
not to look past Carolina.
My other question about
we would
it.
Never do that.
My other question about it, too, isn't it, it's not just about throwing it more. They haven't done any of this. I mean, there's we're talking about like it is the first year for the coordinator, and they basically took whatever they were doing for the first 4 weeks of the season and they threw it in the trash and decided to do this. And right. So I think it's probably a little more complicated than, well, okay, we got to run, we got to throw now. Are you capable of doing it? Well, they haven't been doing it for 2 months. So
it's like, you don't go hands in hand with this. The physicality, Sirianni's been preaching physicality, and this team every week, the last 8 weeks, they've been the most physical team on the football field. So if they get out physical, the rest of the NFL for all the way to the Super Bowl, then they could ride this way. But if Jalen Hurts can't pass that test, man, we're going to have a problem there. I got to fight, too, guys. I got to
fight. What's your fight?
When these guys said this, man, I started laughing. When I saw this fight, based on how this guy talked, I had to laugh, man. Howard Eskin and Charlie Manuel.
Oh, well, that's a great one. That's a great one. So, Terrence, that's a great one. If the fight had happened, I did end up interviewing Charlie Manuel about that for a digital thing we did for WIP years ago. And I asked Charlie, I interviewed him at Ponzio's at the diner. We're sitting at a table. Yeah. And I said, Charlie, what would have happened if you had like caught Howard? You guys had fought. He goes, I'd have kicked his ass. And I truly believe Charlie would have beaten the sense out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie Manuel's not a small guy.
Skip's a big man.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
That's a big dude.
He's got some intensity to him.
You got to think, that was what, 20 years ago?
No, it was 07. Oh, my God. That's almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That was a while ago. Yeah.
That's when Charlie almost got in a fisticuffs with Dallas Green the year before.
Like, oh, did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Dallas Green was, I think on Angelo's show, said that he basically doesn't believe him as the manager of the team, which is insane. Yep. I mean, like,
but at that time, there were a lot of people that felt that way. Yeah,
sure, but like, even I'm just saying, a team employee coming on WIP and saying that.
Yeah,
and I guess Dallas Green came down to the field before a pregame one day, and Charlie got in his face a little bit and was like, "I don't appreciate the way you were talking about me on the radio."
That's my skipper, right?
That's
there,
right,
man. That's my skipper.
He holds people accountable. That is what Charlie Manuel did.
Man.
Oh man, I wish they had fought.
Dude, he would have killed Howard.
He's talking about, I wish they had fought.
I wish they had fought just for a minute. Just for a minute. Can you imagine how many times we would have watched that freaking video?
It might have been 05, 06. Because I was in Atlanta, I think. I remember seeing it on the news. I don't think I was up here, unless it happened before I got back up here.
Well, no,
was it early 07?
They made the playoffs. That was that year they made the playoffs, right?
That year.
Yeah. So
that was the first year they made it, yep.
So that has to be 07 then, right? Or am I remembering this?
Well, 07 was the first year they made the playoffs.
Yeah, so it had to be 07.
What happened that year?
Yeah.
Okay, so it must have happened early
in the year. You know what? Because I remember I was living, in Chicago at the time. I got there in 06. Mm-hmm. Was it 06?
It could definitely have been 06.
Yeah.
I just know I was in Atlanta, but I can't remember if it was right before I came up here.
Because he takes credit for turning the team around that year.
It probably was early 07. It was probably sometime before I got here in July, late July of 07.
Yeah. I think it was probably earlier.
Yeah.
Because he takes credit, as unsurprisingly.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he got the Eagles Super Bowl ring, because of holding them accountable in Cincinnati.
Well,
right.
And he broke his leg.
Yes, he did.
Well, yeah.
He played on a broken leg. He didn't tell anyone.
he took a hit on the sideline.
Played on a broken leg. Come on, Jack. Give him credit.
Always do.
215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, you're on WIP.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Ike?
Hey, man. Yo, so here's the thing. I think what's hindering this pass game is somewhat is, I think Jalen a little gun-shy because he's trying to protect the ball so much, so he ain't taking as many chances. Because you see passes that's there,
mm-hmm.
and I think he hesitates a little bit. And I mean, of course, we don't know. But it just makes me wonder, like, look, he thinks it's more important to protect the ball than to throw something that might be risky.
Yeah.
And I'm being honest with you, the first game in a while that I seen him like make the passes to me was the Rams game. And to be fair, that fourth quarter, that touchdown drive we had.
He had to make some throws, yeah.
He was making throws. It was AJ.
Yeah.
He was throwing the ball to AJ and stuff like that. And to be fair also, again, let's not act like Detroit took their only L when Goff threw for 55 times, I think, against Tampa Bay. And then all of a sudden, they were like, yo, you got to chill.
We don't throw 55 times in four games.
I know, but yeah. What I'm saying,
yeah.
I'm just being real. And Detroit's been set up where they ain't had to play outside at all this year. None of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like it's always things you can pick apart with any team. You know what I'm saying? To be real. So, you know, he got to show and prove. And I'm just confident because I've seen him do it. And if I see somebody do it, I think you can do it. He did it in 2022. I think you could do it.
There you go.
And just also, not only everybody talk about we didn't have Devontae and we didn't have AJ and we didn't have Dallas Goedert. We had games where we didn't have Mulata. We had games where we didn't have Lane.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a little helter-skelter. And I got to give Stoutland, Moore, and definitely Sirianni and the players a lot of credit for still hanging in there and keeping this thing rolling with all the musical chairs we've been playing. So,
yeah.
You know, That's just my opinion.
I agree with you there. Everyone's dealing with injuries at this point, though.
Of course. Yeah. NFL, that's what I'm saying. But some people are dealing with it better than others.
Yep. I mean, Detroit's been hit pretty hard by injuries.
Especially on the defensive side. Yeah.
So.
And the tax man is coming for them this week and the next couple weeks.
Well, I hope they lose on Thursday. Ike has promised us Detroit's losing to Green Bay on Thursday.
I think they're going to take an L against Buffalo, too.
What's the line on Thursday's game?
3.5
3.5 Okay.
Yeah. But, yo, all right, so let me give you my fight.
Yeah,
man.
What's your fight?
I'm going to have to do this to you, Spike, man, because I'm a Sixers fan first.
Uh-oh.
I'm an Eagles fan first and 1A.
Okay.
We ain't see it, and it wasn't really a fight. But Charles Oakley smacked Tyrone Hill, man. Hold that bread, man. You know, again, I told you, tax man coming, man.
Well, Charles Oakley smacked a lot of people, and
I try to keep it Philadelphia.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's
I remember
cool.
that. I remember the whole Tyrone Hill, Charles Oakley
thing, rolled
man.
The ball down there, like yo, y'all be easy, man.
All right.
Charles Oakley is one guy I would not mess with Charles Oakley.
Was that 01, 02? I was playing when that happened, when the Oakley thing happened. Because he saw him, he called up to him at a Sixer game, right?
Right. I'm trying to think.
I think it was after 01. I think it was after the 01 run.
I feel like there's like a bunch of stories of Charles Oakley going after people that owe money from, like from dice games and... I got to meet Charles Oakley when I was at FAM. I felt like I was Charles Oakley
is it intimidating?
That's a man right there, Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
That is a tough dude. And by the way, that's a 90s basketball player. You know, that's a couldn't jump, but he hit
Xavier McDaniels. Yeah. Him and Xavier McDaniels.
If you read that book about the 90s Knicks, who did McDaniel fight Oakley? I think in one of their in training camp.
Or Anthony Mason.
Anthony Mason too.
Yeah, those dudes, yeah.
Oh, dude, they were serious.
Yeah.
Anthony Mason had a little handle. Oakley had the 18-footer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, Pat Riley put together a goon squad.
Dude, think about this. At that time, Xavier McDaniel was a small forward.
Yeah.
In today's game, he'd be a center. You know? Yeah. What a different game it was. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles offense, you confident in the playoffs, or is it just a regular season offense? We, a perfect guy to talk to this about, Baldy. We will talk to Brian Baldinger next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.